Greetings and welcome to the next installment of the Quality Insights podcast series for healthcare professionals. My name is Joe Pinto and I'm a practice transformation specialist with Quality Insights, working in Pennsylvania with multiple practices in various specialties on the Pennsylvania Cardiovascular and Diabetes Management Projects. Our topic for discussion today is on tobacco cessation with the Pennsylvania Department of Health, Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control. In part one of what will be a two-part discussion, we're going to provide an overview of options available for quitting use of tobacco and vaping products, as well as the interventions involved. Then in part two, we will continue our discussion with the interventions available and how practices can use the Pennsylvania Quit Line for educational resources and assistance with referrals for tobacco cessation for their patients. Joining me today is Barbara Fickle, Director of the Pennsylvania Department of Health's Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control. Barbara has worked in public health at the Pennsylvania Department of Health since 2002. She began her career in the Bureau of Family Health, where she administered programs serving children with special health care needs, and then was promoted to program administrator for various maternal and child health initiatives. Barbara then worked at the Pennsylvania's Bureau of Health Promotion and Risk Reduction, first with the breast and cervical cancer section, then leading the health literacy section. She then moved to the Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control in 2009, where she served as the section chief for statewide programs overseeing the Pennsylvania Free Quit Line, tobacco retail enforcement, and clean air, indoor air, media, and evaluation. Barbara was promoted to director of the Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control in 2019. In this position, Barbara oversees the implementation of tobacco prevention and control programs that provide services across Pennsylvania and promote community-based and culturally competent service systems. She develops and implements short and long-range plans, goals, and objectives consistent with the department's mission and federal guidance and recommends policy and program standards regarding all aspects of the division. She serves as the principal investigator for federal grants, including Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, statewide tobacco control program, and Tobacco Cessation and Food and Drug Administration Tobacco Retail Compliance Program. Welcome to the podcast, Barbara. It is an absolute pleasure to have us joining us today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So the very first question I want to ask is if you can provide us with a brief overview of the Pennsylvania Department of Health Tobacco Cessation Program, and also how does the tobacco cessation program operate? And also, could you share some specific services or resources offered to participants?
Sure, I'd be happy to. The Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control, it's in our Bureau of Health Promotion and Risk Reduction in the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Our vision is to create a Pennsylvania free of tobacco-related death and disease through innovation, utilization of resources, and promotion of smoke-free environments and tobacco-free lifestyles. We work to develop, implement, and support strategic and culturally appropriate efforts to reduce tobacco use and also exposure to secondhand smoke in Pennsylvania, with the goal to enhance the quality of life for all residents. Our program's goals align with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC's, best practices for a comprehensive tobacco control program. And those goals include preventing initiation of all tobacco product use among youth and young adults, promoting quitting among adults and youth, eliminating exposure to secondhand smoke, and advancing health equity by identifying and eliminating commercial tobacco product-related inequities and disparities. One of the most important jobs of our division is to educate the public about the dangers of using all types of tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, and provide services for individuals who want to quit. We also educate on the harms of secondhand and thirdhand smoke to protect individuals from diseases that can be caused from that exposure. We strive to increase health equity by identifying and eliminating tobacco product inequalities so that no matter where individuals live, work, or play in Pennsylvania, they're protected from the dangers of secondhand and thirdhand smoke. Our division provides a variety of tobacco cessation programs. At the local level, eight agencies known as Regional Primary Contractors, or RPCs, provide in-person cessation services in all counties across Pennsylvania. At the statewide level, our division administers the PA-Free Quit Line, which is 1-800-QUIT-NOW, a telephone-based cessation counseling service that offers trained quit coaches that are available 24/7, who will help create a quit plan that is right for the patient, up to 5 free coaching calls and unlimited inbound calls for additional support, free nicotine replacement therapy or NRT if medically eligible, and web-based and text messaging support.
Wonderful. So, Barbara, who actually is eligible to participate in the program?
Sure. All current residents of Pennsylvania, ages 18 or older, are eligible to enroll in the PA Free Quit Line for services. Current residents of Pennsylvania that are aged 14 to 17 are eligible for the My Life, My Quit, a special program of the Quit Line for youth to help them quit tobacco or e-cigarette use. All callers are also eligible for the NRT. The only exceptions to receiving NRT would be females who are pregnant and possibly individuals who are currently experiencing acute cardiovascular symptoms. But our quit line could work with their medical providers to determine if NRT is appropriate.
So that leads me into my next question. How does the Pennsylvania Department of Health collaborate with communities to promote tobacco cessation? And are there any community outreach or awareness initiatives associated with the program?
Yes, our RPCs are instrumental in working within their communities to promote both the local tobacco cessation programs and our PA Free Quit Line. They work with a variety of agencies, including but not limited to schools, churches, volunteer organizations, and community groups to educate about tobacco use and promote local services and our quit line. Our division's website lists contact information for each of the RPCs if anyone is interested in partnering with them.
Excellent. So how does the Pennsylvania Department of Health actually measure the success of the tobacco cessation program? For example, are there any specific metrics or outcomes that are tracked to assess the program's impact?
Sure, that's a great question. We are focusing on evaluation all the time, and we employ a third-party organization, Public Health Management Corporation, or PHMC, to evaluate our work and including the work of our RPCs. The evaluator is aware of the deliverables required by our state and each RPC and monitors their performance. The evaluator also completes surveys of consumers, such as quitline users, healthcare providers, and community organizations who refer to the quitline to measure customer satisfaction. PHMC also develops abstracts describing our work and results and outcomes for submission to national conferences. In addition, our division is a member of the North American Quitline Consortium, or NAC, which established nationally recognized quitline quality measures, monitors them annually, and publishes results on a regular basis. NAC also provides many opportunities for states to share information and continue learning about evidence-based practices for successful tobacco and nicotine cessation. For example, two evidence-based practices for a successful quit are using NRT according to the participant's needs and having the participant complete at least three coaching calls with the quit line, preferably all five, but a minimum of three. States use NAC guidelines to calculate a quit rate among quit line participants. Participants are asked at 7 months after completing the quit line services if they have been quit for 1 month. In 2022, Pennsylvania's quit rate for tobacco was 32.9%. Tobacco users and those who use e-cigarettes who use NRT had a quit rate of 33.7%. And then tobacco users who use NRT and completed at least three coaching calls with the quit line had a quit rate of 37.1%. So these numbers just show that individuals can have a greater chance of quitting and staying quit by using the resources such as those offered free of charge through our quitline.
Fantastic. So, Barbara, the next question I have, and it has to do with reaching out to the various populations in the community. So, how exactly does the program ensure accessibility for individuals from diverse backgrounds and communities? For example, are there specific efforts to reach marginalized or the underserved populations?
That's really important and one of the priorities of our division. One of our main goals is to reach underserved, disparate populations, including LGBTQ populations, Latino populations, individuals with behavioral health conditions, pregnant women, and youth. We have numerous partnerships with agencies that serve these populations, including but not limited to Bradbury Sullivan, LGBT Community Center, and Latino Connection. These organizations tailor their programs and outreach efforts to assist the specific populations they serve. They promote both local cessation services and our PA-free quitline. Another example of how the division implements services tailored to specific populations will begin actually this month in January when the PA-free quitline will offer a new protocol that provides incentives to all PA-free quitline enrollees who use menthol-flavored tobacco products. While this protocol applies to all PA-free quitline enrollees, we know that it will be most beneficial for African American population since about 79% of them use menthol products, according to CDC statistics.
Great. Now, Barbara, I know you mentioned about tailoring the programs for outreach efforts. So, how does the program collaborate with healthcare providers to support individuals in their tobacco cessation journey?
Sure, our RPCs communicate with healthcare providers within their regions to inform them about the PA-free quitline and all the services it offers. The RPCs can provide educational sessions on how providers can talk to their patients about quitting tobacco and how they can complete referrals to the PA-free quitline. Additionally, the division administers a pre-approved tobacco cessation registry whereby a provider can receive training online to learn how to help a tobacco user quit using tobacco products. Following that training, the provider can take a brief test, and if they pass, they're awarded a certificate and then can be added to our division's online registry and be listed as a tobacco treatment provider in Pennsylvania. They can even request their information be forwarded to the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services so they may apply to be reimbursed for providing tobacco services.
Great. Now we're going to dive in a little bit more in detail on the resources and the services available for referrals in part two of our conversation. But Barbara, can you give us like what types of support, for example, and counseling service that are available through the program?
Sure. Our PA-free quitline offers individual coaching by highly trained certified tobacco treatment specialists. So enrollees of the quitline are offered 5 pre-scheduled coaching phone calls, and they can make additional calls for help in between those pre-scheduled calls if they need. The quitline also offers free NRT in the forms of patches, lozenges, and gum, or a combination for as up, many as up to 8 weeks. Boxes of NRT are mailed to the enrollee's home. There are additional helpful cessation resources in print, mailed to the enrollee's home, and also available on the website in print and video form.
Great. And can you share some information about any ongoing or upcoming public awareness campaigns related to tobacco cessation? For example, how can the listeners stay informed about updates and changes to the program?
Sure. One recent promotion is for the past 3 years, our quitline has added a new service for quitline enrollees ages 50 through 80 who have smoked tobacco for at least 20 years, who smoke now or have quit within the past 15 years, to be referred for a lung scan. The scan can identify lung abnormalities such as early stage lung cancer, which is often treated successfully. Quitline coaches inform the enrollees of the availability of the low dose CT scan and offer resources to learn more about it. Enrollees are given a website to watch a video about low-dose CT scans and are encouraged to speak with their personal physician about having one done if they're interested. And additionally, the division runs public media campaigns every year to persuade youth, tobacco users, and vapers to refrain from starting to use tobacco products, and for those who have already become addicted, to help them quit.
Wonderful. So, Barbara, as we wrap up part one of our discussion today, can you please tell us how individuals can learn more about the program and its resources?
Sure, if you're interested to learn more about our resources, our website is called Quit Logics. You can go there for information about tobacco, nicotine, and the various ways they can be used, smoked, chewed, vaped, etc. Our website contains information about the process of quitting, how the coaches will work with the users to help them successfully quit, and the website also has a section for a variety of helping resources for family members.
And if you would like more to learn more about the Pennsylvania Quit Line and also the available resources and assistance that they can provide, you can contact them at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit their website at www.health.pa.gov and just follow the links to the programs and tobacco as well as the Quit Line for more information. Well, that's going to do it for the first part of our two-part discussion today. I do want to thank our guest today, Barbara Fickell, Director of the Pennsylvania Department of Health's Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control, for her contributions to today's podcast session. Now, in part two of our discussion, we're going to learn more about the options available for quitting use of tobacco and vaping products, as well as the interventions involved, and that includes the referral process. So we hope you're going to join us again for part two of our discussion and conversation on tobacco cessation. And for those listening, we do invite you to please share the link to this podcast with your staff and colleagues. We hope everyone enjoyed the first of our two-part sessions today and that you will join Quality Insights for part two of our discussion on tobacco cessation and the interventions available. So long, everyone.